you don't like it and you can't lie. Where is it?
Stella.
Well, what's it for then? I mean, did you invent this story yourself then?
Go on, tell Dad. And then you can watch. Oh, no, it isn't. It's my own personal one.
Did you invent this story yourself?
Yeah. And there was another one, and you got to do about someone gets kidnapped, and you have to make out that somebody finds out and they rescue you. Are you listening to that now?
I don't have a job. I've got nothing in my ears.
Well, what are you like that for?
Leave that be.
Don't touch it, thank you. This is my own personal stereo.
Walkman.
No, I can't
help it. Well, I would really, but there you are. Anyway, put the television on and go and get your hands washed. You can help me dish the dinner up. And then Dad's going to the doctor's. Well, I've got all these tapes. I've got to fill them all. I've got these. You see, and it's all to do for market research on how people speak. See?
On how people speak?
Yes, on English language.
So is it turned on now?
It is turned on now.
And it's taping every word that I say?
Yes.
Oh, God.
Right, are you going to help me dish the dinner up then first? Oh no, but I don't suppose they want to hear your story.
Right, this is back up my essay for school. It goes, I was standing in a shopping town looking at some clothes when suddenly I got pulled back and bundled into a changing room. I felt something horrible pressed against my head. Talk, girly, in your history. Immediately, I knew I was being kidnapped. Mum told me to pretend to be his daughter so that no one would know I was being kidnapped. I did what he said and walked out the shop with him. He took me to his flat, which was quite high up. He took me in a room with a table and a pile of paper.
You don't spell daughter like that. It's D-A-U-G-H-T-E-R.
I thought it was a bit short. Room with a table and a pile of paper and a pen. Also, there was a loaf and a bread. A loaf of bread and a sink with a glass. You eat bread, drink water, play with paper.
And you clean your teeth. Go and clean your teeth.
Sure, it is taping every word.
Emma, you can listen to it later. I have got.
Is it going to be sent to then?
I'll read it to you later. Go and move this.
Have you just bought that?
No. A lady has.
What, she gave it to you?
Yeah, she comes and collects it in a week's time. Will you move that? Mm-hmm. Come and help me dish this dinner up.
Right.
And tell your dad to get ready to go to the doctor, please.
I'm going to put this away. And I'm going to wash my hands. And I'm
going to
put this dinner up.
Right. No, I shouldn't think he'll have time. Oh, sorry, I thought it was 22. Just get some knife and forks out for me.
You know my essay? You can win something. I don't know. It's something about going to see the Queen.
Ah. Queen, as in Majesty.
If you win it, you can get a chance to go and see the Queen and smile at her and wave.
Mm. Would you like that?
It's not bad.
I suppose you would. Can you stir the gravy up as well, please?
Okay.
Well, I just put these few beans on for Dad that we don't like. In the microwave. Can't stand them. Hate them. No, I'm speaking normal. You mustn't. No, get the like. Wait a minute. I'll turn that out. You do that. And we leave Dad until he comes home from the doctor's. Right, that's mine. For his blood pressure. I think they're ready now. Not quite.
Who'll be listening to us saying this then?
Couldn't tell you. I'll read it to you later and tell you exactly what's happening. Excuse me, please.
Sorry.
We get the turkey out of the oven.
Turkey?
Well, it's what's his name? Bernard Matthews turkey roast.
Oh, it looks horrible.
Oh, shut up. I don't know what you do want.
I know what I want.
Be a nice dinner this, Will. You don't want to... I want you to go and look at your bedroom.
What, have you tidied it?
Yes, when you've... That gravy's got thick. Just go and have a look, please. Right, turn it down to number one. Have a feel. Right, turn that down to number one. Go and have a look, quick. Don't put them all on there. Dolls. Yeah, they're ever so old. I knocked it off. I mean, I've had them since Linda was 15. This tastes lovely. Don't you taste? Beautiful. Bootings. And Martin would say. The, on the side of the telephone. I just come in with them. Isn't it? Move. That's car keys. Where are they? They've got to be down somewhere, look. I come in.
Take the little one.
They're in, Chris. When it, just let me grab this cat. You can go out in a moment. Emma, just look for Dad's car keys. I've put them down somewhere. No, they're here, look. No, I've put them down there. It's all right. It's gone. He's got a spare one. You want to go out for a wee wee, Puss? Emma? We'll play this back later, you know. To everybody. Right. Let the cat out. Me and you will hear it.
Puss. Go on. Oi, go out now.
She doesn't want to go. Leave her. Shut the back door. Well, I didn't want her to go. Wow, Dad was driving, reversing the car. Well, it won't be when you've got your gravy on it.
Gravy warms it up, doesn't it?
Of course it does. Please don't get it on your school uniform. No, well, don't. Have you got the knife? Don't talk stupid. Eat it. There's no salt on it. I haven't put any salt on it. I'm not doing it because I got something stuck in my throat. Yeah. No, something's stuck in my throat. I don't know.
Difference if they'd sent me to prison, would it?
That was beautiful. No, really eat bad. It up, Emma.
You're copying all this and Farrah gets away scot-free. Forget, Josh, I'm not interested in it. Well, you can't afford to be. But he'll keep. He'll keep.
Is there no more, that sewing club that you go to on a Wednesday, is it finished?
No.
Did you forget? No. Just didn't want to go. Didn't she?
They've
gone
finished that.
Okay.
They've gone
down
on their second thing.
Oh. So what do you do now then?
Then he thought about every week out.
So you're not going again? Well, that's not fair, really, when people have put themselves out. No, I said that before. I've told you that. It's only like eating chicken.
Look, I don't want to seem pushy about this, but I'm the guy you came with.
You're not jealous.
Oh, yes, he must be.
Well, last night,
seemed
to have something or someone else in your mind.
Oh, that'd be
silly. What have you been
doing at Adele's
house then?
Oh, do you like
offering that dinner? Oh. What's her story about them?
They think it's mine.
Pardon?
You unload this lot and...
Same as mine about kidnapping.
Only hers is different.
Mm, it's got to be.
Hmm.
You've just been called to write it about either kidnapping or, about the aunt thing that I told you.
Mm.
Or about how...
Mr. Rhodes, I'm pretty sure we didn't leave anything behind. I had a really good look.
Oh, no. Kev Davison brought that back from Bali.
Tony, have you seen Father's Bloodworth now? He's left it at the park. Have you, Mark? Dad, look at her mouth.
What have you been up to, miss?
Nothing, Dad, honest. Mr. Willits, look what I found under the cup.
You beauty, gotcha.
What's your... Again. Again.
I told her not to bother saving New York.
Why?
Because Jessica not to bother saving New York. And I told Adele that, and I said that said that I was better off sticking with you and playing with you. Because Jessica...
Personal development class. Why don't they just call it sex education? That's what it is.
Who needs it anyway?
Know all about it.
Like me. She likes this, she'll play with me, but she doesn't. And she says she'll try and phone me up, but I reckon she doesn't even ask them in.
No. Is she friends with Gemma?
Like today, you back to Rome to sitting next to Diana. Yesterday she was sitting next to me. I haven't said a word to her. She just didn't talk to me.
What happened if I can't get? Where's the tarbacks for the curtains in your bedroom? The tarbacks for the curtains in your bedroom. Yeah, because I brought this to stick it on with.
So I thought to myself, why don't you take her to your room and show her your collection of seashells?
When did you get wet through anyway at school? Was it lunchtime?
I'll show you what happened when this is finished.
Okay.
Now that is a bit
right.
Wait,
wait,
you know, about 2 minutes.
Is this enough time for me to have a quick shower?
Gavin's cupboard must be under the flat roof extension. Whoa, we won't be able to drill through that.
I don't really like it, anyway. I like what's on in the bit.
What's that?
Taggart.
It's going well, isn't it? Marriage guidance?
Oh, not so bad.
What would you like to eat tomorrow night?
Give me the pill.
Well, I don't know what to do. What have we had this week?
Oh, right.
We've had turkey tonight. We had chicken. We've got to eat a lot more chicken now. The doctor said that he's got. Yes. Now the doctor says he's got to try and lose some weight. Plenty of white meats, fish, veal, chicken, turkey.
I know I shouldn't have done it, but it just. Remember, Michael. Oh, yes, of course, it was.
What's your favourite?
I swore I'd never see him again, but chicken.
When you turn up to this game of squash, favourite white meat. What's your favourite red meat? Would you say beef?
These things happen.
I don't like lamb a lot. It's too greasy.
Especially after that
disaster at Julia's party. Julia's party? Well, I wrote him this message saying that I'd meet him in a bedroom upstairs.
Then in the car, when I was looking, I slipped it into his pocket. He ignored it, of course.
He's
got more control than I have.
You gave him a note to meet you upstairs?
Yes. I know, it's silly.
No, this note, it just said to meet you in an upstairs bedroom.
Yes, but he never turned up.
I think he did. And I think I know who he met.
Well, he's in a mess.
Colin, what are you doing?
I've put the furniture back, Mr. Britusk.
Is that my office stapler?
I'm repairing my trousers, Mr. Britusk. I tried to borrow some, like you said, but hardly enough, no one seemed to have a spare pair.
What's the matter with his face?
Leave us for a moment. I have a pair on the radiator, Mr. Britus. Having
once
them dried, I'll be able to get the worst off with a wire brush.
Yes, well, thank you, Polly. This way down, will you?
Are you eating all that chocolate tonight, then?
A rather delicate matter, I'm afraid.
Remember what I was saying this morning about moral integrity?
You mean about keeping our people to ourselves?
That's right, Linda, yes.
Came back from Monitors.
Has Gavin ever made a pass at you?
Gavin?
Yes. Yes, you like a hand on the knee, a suggestive remark. Ask you to join him anyway.
No, he hasn't.
So you can be the next.
Linda,
I want you to do something for me.
It's about
I want
there.
You to find Gavin and sit down with him and talk to him in a friendly sort of way. Let him talk to you and, well, be
what did
friendly.
You say? Yourself.
That's right.
Oh, yes, I know.
Instead of what you are wearing.
Whose class is he in?
You don't need to understand, Linda. You need to think to me. Yes, we're experimenting with a new logo.
Do you like Mr.
Star we're after?
What is it that you don't like about
him? No, don't try to beat this. And give me a shout when you're ready, alright?
She perhaps doesn't like people that tell tales. Yeah, she did. It's a bit silly. It could have done some damage to your arm.
I'm ready,
Mr. Brothers.
Oh,
I said,
just count up to
20,
will you?
Yeah, well.
You know, 1, 2, 3, that's all it is.
Did you?
1, 2, 3. That's perfect, Linda.
Not
all right, Linda, off you go. Colin, what are you doing?
Just
Britus.
But Linda was getting changed.
I know.
You better come in. Off you go, Linda. Do you know what I was doing just then, Colin?
No, Mr. Britus.
I was bugging Linda.
Were you, Mr. Britus? You were very quick.
I have planted a bug on her, Colin. It's sewn into that T-shirt.
Oh.
It's a ruse I used very successfully in Aldershot to root out sexism in the badminton team. From now on, anything she says, or more importantly, anything said by some evil-minded young degenerate to inveigle her into his love nest, will be heard by me and recorded as evidence on this machine.
It's got the same as me, look.
Hello? She's going into the ladies. She's talking to Gillian.
It's the press again, Mr. Britus. Two reporters want to talk to you.
I can't see reporters now, Colin. Take them away.
Right, Mr. Britus.
They say.
No.
Good grief. The things women talk about.
Well, they've bugged the girl.
Hi, Gavin.
Yes.
Hi.
What's wrong? You haven't seen Tim, have you?
Why?
It's just I asked him at break if he, you know, fancies anything special.
You're off, I think, February the 7th. Did you give that piece of paper in today?
Yes, it's been really horrid to me.
All that worrying this morning. Quick, sign that, he said.
Tim. No, don't worry about me. You just carry on enjoying yourself.
Oh, Tim, please.
You see? I just don't know what I've done.
Oh, don't worry, Gavin. I'm your friend.
Oh, I know. Thanks, Tim.
Tell him.
The female. The fact that the sutures haven't closed on top gives an approximate age between 21 and 30.
Can you narrow that down?
Got anyone in mind?
I may have.
Mid to late 20s? Of course, I can't say how long they've been in the ground, or if they were buried at the same time.
Have you got the cat?
Or how they died?
Have you cleaned your teeth?
I can tell you how they didn't. There's no injuries to the cranium. Only the jaws. And they're definitely post-mortem.
They found hair strands in the soil around both the skull sites, sir. Both blonde. Well, there was a phone call from Annie Gilmer.
I thought there would be.
Your school bag's in my car, you know.
We've widened the search area, sir. Nothing yet. But the rest of the bodies could be buried somewhere else.
Can you pick that up then? The school uniform and go and put that away somewhere.
Are you going to come and put me to bed, or are you?
Yes, I am.
Of course, one stands out.
Janet Gilmore.
She needs to know what it is.
My mother been in touch. Couldn't we superimpose a scan on a portrait of her like they did in the Ruxton?
Well, we're informed, sir, it wouldn't be...
Try and get in the bed like I told you. There's a good girl. And there's a sock here, look. And there's another one in the lounge. Yes, I will.
Of course you will.
Come on, Puss.
Don't worry, Puss. I'll do it in a minute.
Have you got your plug in?
What plug?
Where's your...
Is this new? Have I had it on before?
Yes, you've had that on before.
Look,
your light. Where's your light? Oh, it's here. Okay. I'll do it, you babes. God bless.
God bless.
See you in the morning.
See you in the morning. only turned on, Dad.
Let's kiss them. Bye-bye.
See you tonight.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
He said I've got to go to school tomorrow. I'll have a lie in tomorrow because I'm shattered this morning.
Bye.
Bye.
I'm gonna bring the
cat in, please. Right, come on there, Puss. Puss, 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 Puss. What's that? What's that,
Puss? Have you got your watch on?
No, not yet. Do you know what it is? What's on there? Come on there, Puss. What, my essay?
Yeah.
Right. Carol. What do you want, Dad?
Nothing.
What do you want for?
Just want to ask her something. Ask her for those scales, of course.
Right. Mom? Dad wants to know if them scales have come.
No, tell him.
Right.
Would it come? Would it have them in the bathroom?
Okay. No, Mum said if they'd have come, I should have put them in the bathroom. Where have you got to go today?
Just to my office.
Is that all? You haven't got to go nowhere, like Manchester or something?
No, I don't think so. To Manchester next week.
Your
really ought to have had some gloves, you know.
Is that turned on?
Yes, it is.
Oh. Push it down.
Right. Have you got another glove like that? In your bag?
No.
Well, you know if it's going to continue being... Is that a door shut? If it's going to continue being cold, you sort some gloves out. Have you got your watch on? What time is it with your watch? Should be alright then. Should just do it in time. What? For lying? You're that tired? You've got to do. You really ought to put some tights on as well. Well, I have to wear them, don't I? It's not going to rain, it's going to be very cold.
Just a cold, dry day. Okay, so we've got to get to school. Same way as it anyway, so.
What is it, Jane?
Looks like it. Long, aren't they? Up the curb. It's gone the wrong way, I'm sure it has. It's gone the wrong way. Thank you very much. That the one with the blonde hair behind that car that let me go? No, not really. She can't help her looks, but I don't like her attitude. Thank you. Thank you, were you? Yes, thanks, were you?
I said, I don't want to see the test of the nights and tired.
Ah, never mind. When do you finish?
I start tonight, half five tonight. till 4:45 in the morning, but probably stop through.
And finish?
I might finish about 6 in the morning.
It's a long time to be at work.
I've been doing it till a week, so I might as well kill it all in 1 week. Or...
Yeah. I don't know.
Lots of police here, aren't there? Point up to get our young's babysitter done today, quick trip. It's got like a babysitting back, so I went to have it refunded, like, you know, because if you have it off them, then you can take it back after it's four and get a refund on it, get all the money back. As they were coming back, they had this spot check along the boardwalk.
Oh.
I didn't just notice it, so I go. Hello.
How come she won't be
dressed?
Right. How come what?
You're always picking us up.
Well, what would you rather do? Catch the bus?
I'd rather do one bus. Alright, I spend your man's money all the time. You got me.
Well, it's your money really, isn't it, to start off with?
Well, it is, but... You don't have to walk with me, you know. Walk 20 yards in front if you want, and then, you know, and get the car's right up there, right up top end.
Yeah, but she's only waiting, though, isn't she, outside?
No, she wants to know me at the club night and she wants one. This one's alright. Hello, you alright?
Hey,
in there? Yeah, you could do it, but it's a bit awkward.
But to what?
Come on then.
See you, bye. I've just asked.
Yeah,
whose class are you in? I didn't think you were five actually. That is now closing down.
Yeah.
Mm. So it's been a smashing shop, no matter.
I know.
Really lovely.
That's what everybody says.
That's a shame. Mm. I bought some smashing things from there. It being situated at the top, there's ahead. Oh, there's one further down, isn't it, on the corner?
There
parking
is,
street.
All no.
Where's your information then for us to look at?
I know, well, I haven't got another.
Well, I want one.
Yeah, I'll give some.
Will you?
Yeah, definitely, yeah. My brother's working with me as well, you see. He's coming from London. And we're going to work together. So, that's if everything goes through how it should go.
Oh, have you pushed all your leaflets through?
Well, I've given some. I've not gone all the way around. I spent about an hour and a half this morning.
It's
very time consuming though, isn't it? Yeah, because I'm doing some mobile, well, I'm hoping to get some mobile around Ruddington before it opens, so people get to see me a bit
more. Yes, of course.
So, the leaflets that's going round at the moment are the mobile ones, but after that, it'd be for the shop to see.
Well, I hope it all works out all right.
I hope so.
Such a lot of bother and trouble and worry, isn't it?
Definitely, yeah. As long as everything goes through okay, I don't see why I should have any problems.
No.
At all. Mm. The bank said yes, and the most important.
That's it, that's
just
right.
Just red tape, isn't it?
Yeah.
And then having it done.
And getting the custom afterwards.
I know.
I hope you do. I'll see you anyway. Bye.
You're in that puddle again,
aren't you? I don't know. I have to watch you with these puddles. You alright then? No, I don't. You're getting a nice day at school. Have you? I will. What have you been doing today at school? Yeah, but you could get...